you know, Jim called a great game, and you know, we were balanced. We ran the ball really well and threw it well as well. And so, you know, we gave him a lot of good looks, and you know, kept the defense uncomfortable, which was good.
The thoughts of Dennis Touchdown Pitta following a wild card victory with Coach Jim Caldwell for game plan offense. Dennis used the term balance, I guess, when you look back at the film. Would that be one of the things that you were the most proud of, the way you were balanced offensively?
Well, you know, I think the guys did a tremendous job. They did a great job of just going out and taking control of the line of scrimmage, which was important, because we wanted to be able to obviously run the ball with some authority, and I think they were able to do that. But then also we have to be able to mix it up. In this league, you can't do anything over and over and over again. There's no such thing as a real dominant team that's powerful enough to really run or pass each and every time you snap the ball. So balance is extremely important, and I think the guys did a nice job in the pass game as well. A lot of big plays.
Yeah, we'll talk about some big plays. You had more yards than any other team in Wild Card Weekend, Ravens team record for most yards in a playoff game, and a lot of it came from explosives. Explosives that came off the running game and on the passing game. I guess the play that was the most intriguing to watch was kind of that sky cam view of the 43-yard run by Bernard Pierce, which is just a straight-up zone kind of stretch play. Is that's a bread-and-butter play and just pop for you?
Yeah, it is. And matter of fact, you know, it's just some of the situations where we'll use a scheme that that best suits us maybe against a particular defensive look. And oftentimes you plan to hopefully block it well enough to get to the safety or one unblocked guy and usually let Bernard or Ray or whomever's running the ball kind of handle that guy.
Well, that handled perfectly, and just to see the parting of the sea, and Bernard really with 5-plus yards per carry gives you another great weapon. The next explosive play we'll look at would be the screen play, and as we kind of looked at the tape, if you look at it early on and you stopped it like a video printer a couple of seconds in, it looks like it might be a busted play because of the way the linebacker comes on Ray Rice. What is it that Joe and Ray do that make that play?
Well, one of the things I think you find with these guys is that they do a tremendous job of adjusting on a run. They have to improvise sometimes. Every once in a while, you'll find that a play is really snuffed out for the most part because they have a sense of it that maybe their defense has rolled to the outside with their coverage in that direction. And you got playmakers, both Joe and Ray, that understand each other extremely well, understand where voided areas are. He was able to dip back inside. Joe was able to hit him. And obviously, Ray did the rest of the work.
I love that term, voided area. There was a voided area over the outside shoulder of Anquan Bolden on that vertical that he ran. I guess there's not too many people that throw a ball to the outside shoulder 50 yards downfield quite like Joe Flacco. That's just a straight nine route and let your playmaker make a play. Just beautiful to watch.
Yeah, there's not a prettier ball to be thrown, I think, than that ball. It was thrown extremely well. Anquan did a great job of keeping the defender on his shoulder and making the catch over his outside shoulder. When you can drop him in like that, it's very, very tough to defend.
And Anquan had a brilliant, brilliant second half of football. One of the other things we noticed that was a lot of fun to watch was you moved your quarterback around a little bit more than we've seen. Even that first play to Eddie Dixon gets 20-some yards. The motion play with Anquan coming back across on that key third down. You don't think about Joe like a Russell Wilson or an RG3, but when you get him moving, he's got a really good sense of his passing angles and, again, your voided areas.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is that, obviously, he can run. I mean, oftentimes because he's so tall that people don't understand, you know, how fast he is. He can move, he can avoid, and getting him out of the pocket, I think, is important because you cannot guarantee where he's going to be all the time. But the nice thing also is he can roll to his left and his right. Most quarterbacks like to go one way or the other and are pretty adamant about it. But Joe really doesn't care, and he can go both ways, and he throws well in both directions.
I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the incredible courage and performance of your offensive line as Kelechi played left guard for the first time as a pro. Michael flip-flopped back to the right side again, and you bring in Bryant McKinney. Gutsy move. How'd they perform?
You know, they performed well. Brian McKinney came in and did a tremendous job of playing the tackle position, which he certainly knows and he's comfortable with. And obviously Mike flipped to a side that he's played on, and he did a nice job over there. And then KO really came in as a young player, for a young player, in that kind of a situation and play as well as he played. He was impressive. Now, you know, we think we can just keep getting better. I mean, that's the key. But up front, Yanda, Burke, the rest of the cast did a nice job also.
All right, now you're going to go to Mile High and see a team that defensively is in the top five in virtually every category. Aside from red zone, they're down low on the red zone table, but across the board, they have a terrific defensive, especially on that front seven. You did not run effectively against them the first time, and as Coach Harbaugh said, that's the first order of business for the week, is to try to get that run game moving, correct?
Oh, we have to. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, they thrive on. They thrive on forcing teams to become one-dimensional. We cannot be allow them to let us become one-dimensional. We have to be able to mix the run along with our passes, but you're going to have to throw the ball as well. So some balance is extremely important in this game.
And they are the leading team with sacks. They get 30 sacks out of Doomerville and Miller. Do they move them? Do they flip them? Fans should look for – are they always going to be where they are?
Well, you know, they move them around a little bit. You know, they'll stand Doomerville up some. They'll twist him inside. I mean, they're not going to let you just sit there and say, hey, this is where he's going to be. Let's turn the protection in his direction. Let's take two backs and put it in the other direction and take these guys out of the ballgame. They're going to move them around a little bit.
And I love to ask you how they flip-flop or play with their corners. Anquan did not have a big ball game against Denver the last time we saw them. There's a Hall of Famer in Champ Bailey on the other side. Did he shadow Anquan? Did he flip-flop? How'd they play their corners?
Well, they pick a guy, you know, every once in a while that he will just shadow. They'll mirror him, and he'll go and play that guy all over the field wherever he's located, and they could change it up. You know, it could be Torrey last game, and it could be Anquan this game. You just don't know. So what we have to do is be ready to go and play. He's a fine defender, and they have a great defense, but our guys have to execute.
Coach, are you comfortable emotionally with where your group is now? They come in for this week, you know, ready to play and fully vested in the offense you're running right now?
Well, you know, obviously, it's not like our offense has changed much. I mean, we haven't changed a whole lot of things. It's something that I think they're comfortable with. They understand the verbiage. And the big thing we have to do is just keep getting better. We got to get better this week than we were last week. I mean, that's the key. That's what the playoffs are all about. There are good teams that have very few weaknesses. And so we have to make certain that we are on top of our game.
Thank you so much for the time. Have a great flight and have a blast in Denver.
Thank you.
Coach Jim Caldwell with Game Plan Offense. Stay tuned. Dean Pease has Game Plan Defense coming up next.